Think about the smartphone in your hand right now, or, you know, the laptop you might be working on. They probably have anywhere from 8 to 16 gigabytes of RAM, right?
Yeah, that's about the standard these days.
Right. So now imagine trying to cram the world's most advanced artificial intelligence, like a system capable of autonomously running a whole business entirely onto that device.
Which sounds completely crazy.
Totally crazy. I mean, for the last few years, we've all been told that is just physically impossible. We've been watching these massive tech monopolies fight a multi-billion dollar war over trillion parameter AI models.
Oh, yeah, building data centers the size of small cities just to run them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yesterday, June 25, 2026, the AI industry just fundamentally broke. And I mean that in the best way possible.
It really did. I mean, we are witnessing a complete paradigm shift right now. We're looking at this major pivot from an era of brute force computational scale to an era of just incredibly elegant engineering.
And that is exactly what we are digging into today. We've got our hands on some fascinating excerpts from a new piece of research titled Liquid AI, The Rise of the Edge AI Revolution.
It's a great read.
It really is. So our mission for you on this deep dive is to unpack how a $2 billion MIT spinout called Liquid AI just proved that smaller actually means smarter.
Right, and how their pocket-sized AI model might actually end the cloud monopoly.
Yeah, and why the parameter race is officially over. Okay, let's unpack this. To really understand why Liquid AI's new model, which is called LFM 2.5230M, why this is such a massive deal, we first have to look at the fundamental flaw in the old standard.
We do, yeah. Because you really can't appreciate the cure until you understand the disease, so to speak.
Right.
Up until this release, the entire industry was basically built on the transformer architecture. I mean, it's been the undisputed gold standard since, what, 2017?
Went on in 2017.
But transformers have this physical mathematical flaw. They are incredibly memory hungry. Specifically, their memory consumption grows quadratically with their context length.
I want to zero in on that word, quadratically. Because if I want to, say, double a transformer's context window, its memory consumption doesn't just double, it quadruples, right?
Exactly. It scales aggressively.
Yeah. So if it's looking at 10 words, it has to calculate 100 connections. But if it looks at 1,000 words, it has to calculate 1,000,000 connections.
Right. The math gets brutal very fast.
It's like packing a suitcase that squares in size every time you add a single shirt. Eventually, no matter how strong you are, you simply cannot lift the suitcase.
That is an excellent way to visualize the physical limit. I mean, if you're a massive cloud provider with limitless multi-million dollar server racks, you can just brute force it, you know? You build a bigger suitcase.
But if you want to run that model on your phone.
Or a smartwatch. Or an offline medical monitor. Yeah. It is literally impossible. You just do not have the RAM to handle that quadratic explosion.
Which brings us to LFM 2.5. The 230M in the name stands for 230 million parameters.
Which is tiny.
Laughably small. In a world where we're talking about models like GPT 5.6 with trillions of parameters.
Yeah.
So how did Liquid AI bypass this physical limit? I know we just talked about the suitcase squaring in size, but how do you fix that without just throwing out the suitcase entirely?
What's fascinating here is that they actually stopped trying to build a bigger suitcase. They completely redesigned how the model packs its information.
Yeah, how do you mean?
Well, instead of packing the whole shirt, meaning forcing the model to cross-reference every single word with every other word in the entire document, the model only packs the specific threads of the conversation that are actually relevant to the next word it needs to generate.
Okay, but mechanically, how does it actually do that? Because that sounds like magic to me.
It's not magic. It's actually the LFM2 architecture. It's this hybrid approach that combines three really highly efficient mechanisms.
Okay, lay them on me.
First, you have short-range convolutions with gating.
That sounds like serious jargon.
Don't let the jargon intimidate you. Just think of this like your peripheral vision. Yeah. It's a super fast way for the model to process local immediate patterns in the text without, you know, thinking too hard about the whole document.
Like recognizing that the word San is usually followed by Francisco without needing to read a whole essay on California.
Exactly. Then you have the second mechanism, which is grouped query attention.
Okay, what does that one do?
In a traditional transformer, finding long-range relationships in text requires creating a massive duplicated map of every single concept. Grouped query attention essentially shares the lookup keys.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it lets the model connect an idea from paragraph 1 to an idea in paragraph 50 without recreating the entire map every single time. That kills the quadratic memory overhead.
Wow. And the third one?
The third mechanism is dynamic modulation.
Yeah, this was one that tripped me up in the sources.
Yeah.
What exactly is dynamic modulation?
Think of a traditional neural network as a fixed system of pipes. Water flows through it the exact same way every time. Dynamic modulation means the network can actually change its internal pathways on the fly based on what it's reading. It adapts its own structure to the complexity of the input.
That is wild. So it's physically restructuring its logic paths.
Effectively, yes.
And the result of mixing those three mechanisms together is what breaks the bottleneck. Because according to the data, LFN 2.5 Tilfer D30O game achieves a 32K context window, meaning it can swallow lengthy, complex documents whole.
Right, but its memory footprint is under 400 megabytes.
Which is just nuts.
To give you context for that, a traditional transformer model trying to hold that exact same 32K context window would need at least 1 to 2 gigabytes of RAM.
So Liquid AI is doing the exact same heavy lifting with just a fraction of the memory.
Entirely because of those structural efficiencies we just talked about.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here. Because a brilliant theoretical architecture is great on a whiteboard at MIT, but MIT papers have a habit of looking great in the lab and completely falling apart in deployment.
Sure, that happens a lot in tech.
Right. So does it actually survive the real world? Let's look at the benchmarks. Because if you're taking this out of the lab and trying to build an autonomous agent for your business, you need to know it doesn't immediately break.
Ooh, the numbers from the real world benchmarks are staggering. Especially when you compare them side by side with much larger models.
Yeah, I want to look specifically at the BFCLV3 tool use benchmark. This tests how well a model can decide to use an external tool.
Right. Highly critical for AI agents.
Exactly. Like, if you ask it the weather, it has to realize it doesn't know, write a script, ping a weather API, and give you the answer. LFM 2.5, our little 230 million parameter model, scored a 43.26.
Which is a solid score.
But meanwhile, Google's Gemma 3, which has 1 billion parameters, meaning it's 4.3 times larger, scored roughly 16.61.
Yeah. It didn't just edge out a win, it performed almost 3 times better than a model more than 4 times its size.
But that gap is massive.
Yeah.
I mean, a model a quarter of the size shouldn't just be beating Gemma. It certainly shouldn't be tripling its score. What is Gemma doing wrong? Or I guess, what is Liquid doing right?
It really comes down to focus. Massive generalist models are trained to do everything reasonably well.
Right. Like write poetry, summarize history, code a website.
Exactly. But LFM 2.5's architecture and its specific training pipeline are heavily optimized for structured data and logical routing. It just doesn't get confused by complex API schemas the way a bloated generalist model might.
And it gets even more targeted when you look at highly specialized tasks, like the case report bench.
Ah, yes, the medical data extraction.
Yeah, you have to pull highly structured data out of incredibly messy clinical reports. LFN 2.5 scored 22.5, and Google's Gemma, they completely collapsed under a score of 10.
It's like a tiny underdog boxer just utterly annihilating a heavyweight.
Seriously.
And that accuracy is paired with unprecedented speed. Because the model is so small, the hardware requirements just drop through the floor. The sources show tests run on a Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra.
Just a standard off-the-shelf phone.
Exactly. Running entirely locally on the phone's chip, LFM 2.5 hit a decode speed of 213 tokens per second.
Which is roughly 40 to 50 words per second. That is significantly faster than any human can read.
Oh, way faster. And the latency is under 5 milliseconds.
So you could have a completely private offline chatbot on your phone that responds faster than you can even blink.
Yeah. But the hardware test that truly caught my attention was the Raspberry Pi 5.
Oh, man. Yeah.
For those unfamiliar, a Raspberry Pi is a tiny single board computer about the size of a deck of cards. You can buy one for about $35.
$35.
Liquid AI's model runs on this $35 piece of hardware at 42 tokens per second, using only 380 megabytes of RAM.
Wait, I have to challenge that. Run it at what quality, though? Because, like, I can run a modern video game on a 10-year-old potato computer if I turn the graphics resolution down to zero, but it's totally unplayable.
Right, the quantization issue.
Yeah, so is this AI actually spitting out coherent agentic thoughts on a $35 circuit board?
It absolutely is, and that's the breakthrough here. They didn't quantize or dumb down the model until it was brain dead.
Oh, wow.
Because of that dynamic modulation we talked about earlier, it retains its full reasoning capability. It just does it a bit slower than a flagship phone. But 42 tokens per second is still about the speed of human speech.
Okay, fast and cheap hardware is great, but it means absolutely nothing if the output isn't useful for you. So who is actually using this model right now? How does this theory meet reality?
Well, the source text gives us some incredible real-world applications that are already deployed. Let's look at data extraction. There's a major logistics company in Germany using LFM 2.5 for their ETL pipelines. Extract, transform, load.
The absolute bane of every data engineer's existence.
Truly. Imagine your business receives 10,000 PDF invoices a day from hundreds of different vendors, all formatted totally differently.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It was. The old way to process this was clunky. You used an OCR engine to scrape the text, and then you had to write complex rejects, regular expressions, to find the data.
Right. Rejects is basically a rigidly coded set of rules, like look for the word total, skip one space, and grab the numbers.
Exactly. And it is incredibly brittle. If a vendor updates their invoice and moves a barcode an inch to the left or adds a second space after the word total, the rejects just breaks.
And the whole system halts.
Yep. And a human engineer has to spend hours debugging it.
But with LFM 2.5 running locally on a Raspberry Pi in the office, you don't need rejects. The AI actually understands the semantic concept of a total price.
Exactly. It just reads the raw, messy text and neatly maps the conceptual data to a database schema like product, price, date, vendor ID.
So even if the formatting changes entirely, the AI still grabs the right number. Yes. And the results the German company saw are remarkable. By shifting from rigid code to semantic extraction, their processing time dropped from 45 minutes down to just 3 minutes.
That is a massive time save.
And their error rate plummeted from 12% to 0.8%.
And that's just text. The physical robotics applications are even more sci-fi. Like, Liquid AI showed a demo with a Unitree G1 humanoid robot.
Yeah, that demo was wild.
They had the model running on an NVIDIA Jetson Orin compute module completely offline, embedded right inside the robot. And a user gives a complex natural language command like, hold still for 2 seconds, then walk forward 3 meters at 1 meter per second, kneel on one leg forward for 5 seconds, then walk backward.
And the model instantly translates that English paragraph into executable multi-step code for the robot's hardware.
With no cloud delay, no API call bouncing to a server in Virginia and back, the robot just acts.
It's also having a major civic impact. The sources mention a local government municipality in France that was struggling with 200 to 300 citizen complaints a day.
Just flooded with emails, web forms, angry voicemails. Exactly. And it used to take a 5-person team 3 entire days just to categorize and route those complaints to the right department, like electricity, water, garbage.
Let me guess, the Pi stepped in.
Yes. Now, a $35 Raspberry Pi reads them, measures the urgency semantically, and routes them automatically. Processing time went from 3 days to 15 minutes.
But the most crucial example, I think, is in the medical field. Going back to that case report bench score, think about how doctors write notes.
They are notoriously messy and packed with shorthand.
Yeah, a doctor might quickly type something like PT, CO, SOB, plus 2, edema, LE, HXDM2, on metformin 500 milligram BID.
Which basically looks like a cat walked across the keyboard.
Right, but LFM 2.5 parses that shorthand instantly into perfect structured JSON data. It translates it to patient complains of shortness of breath, plus 2 edema in lower extremities, history of type 2 diabetes, and so on.
But the reason this is truly revolutionary isn't just the accurate parsing, it's the location of the compute.
Yes, the edge aspect.
Exactly. Doing this on an edge device, a small box sitting physically inside the hospital, automatically ensures GDPR and HIPAA compliance.
Because no patient data ever leaves the hospital's local network. You aren't pinging a third-party server in California to read someone's private medical history. You have compliance guaranteed by the actual laws of physics, not just some privacy policy on a website.
Exactly. Privacy isn't a premium add-on anymore. It is inherent to the architecture.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because, well, nothing in tech is perfect.
Definitely not.
If you are telling me this model is a fraction of the size, runs on a $35 computer, doesn't need the internet, and crushes trillion parameter models at tool use.
Yeah.
It has to be sacrificing something, right? Before you go throwing away your cloud API keys, we need to do a reality check.
That is a very necessary reality check. The sources are clear on this. LFM 2.5 is not a magic bullet.
Okay, so where does it fail?
It has distinct measurable limitations compared to the giants, specifically when it comes to deep reasoning, complex math, and generation from scratch.
Right. The sources contrast it with a model called VibeThinker 3B, which is a Chinese model with 3 billion parameters. VibeThinker absolutely dominates math. It scored a 94.3 on the AME 2026 benchmark.
Yeah, it's powerhouse for logic.
So if you ask it a classic multi-step math problem like, If a crane travels at 80 kilometers per hour and needs to cover 320 kilometers, how many hours does it take? VibeThinker instantly nails the calculation. 4 hours.
But if you ask LFM 2.5 that exact same question, it struggles. It will say something vague like, about 4 hours, expressing uncertainty, or it might get the logic entirely backwards.
But why? If it can translate complex medical jargon perfectly, why can't it do middle school math?
Because deep, multi-step logical reasoning requires vast parameter counts to hold intermediate logical states.
What do you mean by intermediate states?
The model essentially needs scratch pad space in its neural network to hold the algebraic steps as it works through a problem. At just 230 million parameters, LFM 2.5 simply doesn't have the neurological depth to carry those intermediate variables through a complex logical chain.
Got it. It also still hallucinates, just like any large language model, right?
Oh, absolutely. Liquid AI actually puts out a specific, explicit warning about this.
Yeah, they tell users you must implement strict software guardrails if you are using it for high-stakes domains like medical, financial, or legal work.
This raises an important question about how we fundamentally deploy these edge tools. I mean, we can trust edge AI to structure data from a doctor's messy note, but we absolutely cannot trust it to diagnose the patient based on that note.
Right. You need hard rules, confidence scores.
And critically, you need a human in the loop. We still require human oversight for final decisions.
And if you want it to be highly accurate in a niche field, say, parsing complex real estate contracts, you can't just use it straight out of the box. You have to fine-tune it on your specific documents.
Right. Liquid AI does provide a specialized platform called LEP to make that easier, but it's still an extra engineering step you have to take.
Exactly. So you really have to weigh those limitations. Which begs the question, given the need for fine-tuning, the weaker reasoning, and the risk of hallucination,
Right. Why
go through the effort of setting up local edge AI hardware at all?
Right. Why not just stick with the cloud?
Yeah. Why not just use an OpenAI or Anthropic cloud API? They are incredibly powerful. They reason brilliantly. And they are basically plug and play.
Oh, $1 million question. Quite literally, it all comes down to economics and control.
Okay. Let's break down the math from the sources, because this is where the cloud monopoly really starts to sweat.
Let's do it.
Let's say you're running a business and you have a customer support chatbot handling 30,000 conversations a month. If you use a cloud API like OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Instant, you are paying a fraction of a cent for every single token going in and out. That comes out to roughly $600 a month in API costs.
Which, you know, doesn't sound terrible at first glance until you need to scale to 300,000 conversations or until you compare it to the edge alternative.
Right, because if one of your products goes viral, your API costs suddenly spike to $6,000 in a weekend and you're broke.
Exactly.
But if you switch that chatbot to LFM 2.5 running on a Raspberry Pi 5, your cost for the entire first month is $96.62. And $80 of that is just buying the physical hardware.
It's an incredible difference.
And every month after that, your only cost is the electricity to keep the Pi plugged into the wall, which is about $1.62 a time month. You are looking at an annual savings of over $7,100.
Wow.
Using the cloud is like paying a toll booth every single time you ask a question. Edge AI is buying the road.
Buying the road is the perfect analogy, and Liquid AI guarantees you can own that road through their unique licensing model, the LFM Open License V1.0.
How does that work?
It's a brilliant strategic move on their part. The model is completely free for individuals, for academic researchers, and for startups or mid-sized companies making under $10 million in annual revenue.
So you can just download it, modify it, and commercialize products built entirely on it.
Yep.
Free of charge. But if you're a massive tech giant, if you are Microsoft, Google, or Amazon, and you want to use it, you have to open your wallet and pay them for a commercial license.
And that is a deliberate anti-monopoly mechanism.
Very deliberate. It prevents the massive incumbents from simply taking this breakthrough MIT IP for free, absorbing it into their ecosystem, and using it to further consolidate their power.
Right.
At the same time, it fuels a grassroots innovation boom. If you're a startup, by moving your infrastructure to this edge model, you instantly eliminate cloud rate limits.
You eliminate internet dependency entirely.
And most importantly, you eliminate vendor lock-in. You aren't at the mercy of a cloud provider deciding to triple their API prices overnight.
Okay, so if Liquid AI managed to achieve all of this agentic tool use, massive cost savings, offline privacy, and semantic parsing with just 230 million parameters today, where does this revolution go tomorrow? What's the roadmap?
The roadmap outlined in the sources is incredibly aggressive. By Q3 of 2026, they're launching LFM2 VL.
What's the VL stand for? Vision language. It's a multimodal model, meaning it won't just process text, it will process raw images.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a self-driving car with local instantaneous visual reasoning that doesn't need a cell signal. Or an offline medical monitor in a rural clinic that can instantly analyze an X-ray without an internet connection.
That's huge. And then Q4 brings audio models, speech-to-text, text-to-speech, and real-time offline translation.
Which is going to be game-changing.
We're talking about wearing a pair of standard smart headphones that can translate a live conversation from English to Farsi and Farsi to German in real time without a single byte of voice data ever bouncing to an external server.
But the most ambitious target they mention is 2027. They are actively aiming to compress this architecture down to a 100 million parameter model designed to run on a $3 ESP32 microcontroller.
A $3 chip, like the kind they put in a smart light bulb or a coffee maker.
Exactly. Microcontrollers that currently only have enough brain power to basically blink an LED will soon have robust agentic language processing.
So what does this all mean?
It means the absolute end of the cloud dictatorship. For the last 4 years, artificial intelligence has essentially been a luxury privilege rented out by Silicon Valley.
Yeah, the narrative was always, you can't run these models, they're too big, just pay us a penny per request.
Right, but LFM 2.5 fundamentally changes the physical reality of the technology. Now, a university student in Iran who can't access APIs because of VPN restrictions, or a researcher in rural Africa without a massive computing budget, or an indie developer anywhere in the world, they can build highly capable, deeply complex AI agents.
They aren't renting intelligence anymore. They own it. It's truly democratizing the raw power of AI. To quickly recap what we've covered in this deep dive, LFM 2.5 230OM proves that smart architecture and dynamic modulation absolutely beat parameter brute force.
Without a doubt.
By solving the memory bottleneck of traditional transformers, Liquid AI has officially ushered in the era of localized, completely private, and highly capable edge AI that runs on everything from a flagship phone to a $35 circuit board.
It is a remarkable leap forward, but as we transition into this new era, I really want to leave you with a thought to mull over.
Okay, what's that?
If true intelligence soon lives entirely offline, embedded in $3 chips inside our kitchen appliances, our headphones, and our offline devices, what happens to the power dynamics of the tech industry when they no longer hold the keys to the servers?
Who truly controls the future when the AI is quite literally in your pocket? Yesterday, the AI industry broke, and I think we are all going to be fascinatingly better off for it. First, so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.